In November 2022, the cryptocurrency world witnessed a financial earthquake. Sam Bankman-Fried, the disheveled 30-year-old who had built a $32 billion crypto empire in just 3 years, watched it crumble in days. His exchange FTX froze $8.8 billion in customer deposits, triggering perhaps the most spectacular financial implosion since Bernie Madoff. But unlike typical financial scandals, this story isn't just about money. It's about a brilliant mind with profound social disconnection, a utilitarian philosophy taken to extremes, and the dangerous intersection of genius and hubris. What makes this tale so compelling is how Sam's mind operated in fundamentally different ways from most people's. He approached every decision, from what to wear to how to deploy billions, with cold, probabilistic reasoning. He didn't feel emotions that typically cloud judgment, viewing life as a series of expected value calculations. This unique wiring made him extraordinarily successful at certain games, but catastrophically blind to human dynamics and ethical boundaries. Sam's interactions followed a distinctive pattern, responding with agreeable phrases like, "Yep, and that makes a ton of sense," while internally deciding nothing. When Anna Wintour invited him to the Met Gala, he left her believing he'd committed while making no actual decision. Despite his marketing team exploring luxury brand options, Sam disdained fashion. "I actually have strong moral objections to the importance physical attractiveness has." More revealing was his inability to recall his childhood. Despite 13 years of schooling and intellectual parents who hosted stimulating dinners, Sam remembered almost nothing. "I'm a little confused about my childhood. I just can't figure out what I did with it." He had essentially waited for childhood to end, finding social interactions puzzling and facial expressions unnatural. "Smiling was the biggest thing that I most weirdly couldn't do," he admitted. His only childhood passion was games, particularly Magic the Gathering, which led to his sole meaningful friendship with Matt Nass, who made zero social or emotional demands on him. Unlike many isolated intellectuals, Sam never embraced selfishness. Instead, he gravitated toward utilitarianism, caring not about anyone in particular, but about everyone. This philosophical framework would later justify his most questionable decisions. Two events in 2012 changed Sam's trajectory forever. At an MIT job fair, he discovered high-frequency trading firms valued raw mental horsepower over finance backgrounds. Jane Street's interview process ignored his resume, testing him with complex mental math and strategic games. Unlike candidates seeking perfect information, Sam instinctively found good enough solutions and adapted quickly. These games felt surprisingly natural to Sam. The thing that was surprising about them to me was the lack of things that were surprising. While most people's performance deteriorated under pressure, Sam remained unaffected. He didn't experience the emotions that typically clouded judgment. By the end of the day, it was clear that it was by far the best I'd ever done at anything. Simultaneously, Oxford philosopher Will McCaskill introduced Sam to effective altruism, a philosophy framing career choice as a moral calculation to maximize lives saved. McCaskill argued an altruistic banker could fund several doctors in developing countries, saving more lives than becoming a doctor directly. This earn-to-give philosophy suggested those with high earning potential had a moral obligation to pursue lucrative careers specifically to donate, an idea that would eventually justify Sam's riskiest financial maneuvers. After 3 years at Jane Street without vacation, Sam questioned his career path despite potential earnings of $75 million annually. He remained deeply unhappy, privately writing, "I don't feel pleasure. I don't feel happiness. Somehow my reward system never clicked." In 2017, cryptocurrency markets caught his attention. The primitive $1 billion daily crypto market operated as if high-frequency trading had never been invented, perfect for someone with Sam's skills. he gathered fellow effective altruists to launch Alameda Research as a vessel to save some vast number of lives. Their early trading was profitable but ethically questionable, exploiting price differences between exchanges using a Korean graduate student's identity to circumvent regulations. When $4 million in cryptocurrency vanished during trades, Sam insisted there was an 80% chance the tokens would reappear, showcasing his probabilistic approach to uncertainty rather than binary judgments. This approach triggered management crises. Despite shared commitments to donate earnings to the same causes, the team fought over money. Investors charged 50% interest rates, Sam refused to share equity, and departing executives demanded millions in severance. When half the company walked out in April 2018, investor backing plummeted from $170 million to $40 million. Sam was ultimately vindicated when they found the missing cryptocurrency due to a technical incompatibility between exchanges, allowing profitable trading to resume. By 2019, Sam needed a new approach as crypto markets became more efficient. He envisioned a futures exchange with innovative risk management that monitored positions by the second and liquidated underwater trades instantly. After rejection from Binance's CEO, Changpeng Zhao, CZ, Sam launched FTX. His timing was perfect. He'd built a casino that offered gamblers the chance to make bets bigger than their bank accounts justified, just as professional traders entered crypto. Hong Kong provided regulatory flexibility and ambitious talent willing to join an exchange run by a person who was all but unknowable. The boundaries between Alameda Research and FTX remained blurred. Though legally separate, both shared ownership, office space, and freely transferred funds, a structural flaw that would prove fatal. By 2021, Sam had become the world's richest person under 30, worth over $20 billion. Surprisingly, he pursued establishing FTX as the most regulated crypto exchange, unlike Binance's regulation-avoiding approach. The collapse began with a conflict between Sam and CZ in late 2022. After CoinDesk revealed Alameda Research held billions in FTT tokens, FTX's cryptocurrency, CZ announced Binance would liquidate its $500 million FTT holdings. Within days, FTT collapsed from $22 to $7, and customers withdrew $5 billion from FTX, exceeding available funds. The reality was stark. FTX should have had $10 billion in customer deposits, but most had disappeared into Alameda's investments. By November 11th, Sam's empire had imploded, with approximately $8.8 billion in customer funds inaccessible. The aftermath revealed a financial house of cards built on shifting ethical sands. Of the $23.3 billion that entered Sam's empire, only about $14.4 billion could be accounted for, leaving nearly $9 billion missing. Sam claimed customer funds had ended up in Alameda through borrowing against FTT tokens and an $8.8 billion account of customer deposits never properly segregated. His explanation was telling. It felt to us that Alameda had infinity dollars. This encapsulates his fundamental flaw, believing probabilistic reasoning could override basic ethical boundaries and fiduciary duties. The FTX collapse warns us about brilliant minds operating without emotional guardrails or ethical constraints. Sam's story demonstrates that intelligence without wisdom, calculation without conscience, and ambition without boundaries create a dangerous combination. In celebrating young disruptors, we must remember that some rules, like not gambling with other people's money, exist for good reason, regardless of how sophisticated your mathematical models might be.